All right. It's a new day. Every day is a new day, right? His mercies are new every morning. Live, die, repeat. The edge of tomorrow. The drill sergeant said, "It's a new day, people. It's a new day. You get up every morning and you say it's a new day. And if people want to be left behind, let them be. If they don't want to follow God and get their heart right and destroy their ego and their pride and quit trying to be selfish and think they know it all." You know, there's a lot of people out there think they know it all. And they ain't done no research, no study, no meditation. They just of the world, you know. TGIF, let's go party. Let's go get drunk. See where that leads. Leads you to foolishness and insanity. It leads you to psychopathy is really what it leads you to. It used to be back in the day that the woman knew her duty. Now, it's upside down. She don't know her duty. She wants to be queen bee. I've seen godly women who submit, and I've seen more worldly women who want to do their own thing. I married a woman, but she was still married to her mama. I married another woman. She was still married to her bar hopping. And that didn't end well, did it? But here's the thing. They're doing wrong. They got a husband who goes to work, goes home. But they're doing wrong, and they somehow or another flip it on the other person. They can never look in the mirror. They can't look in the mirror. What's that about? If you can't admit wrong when you're clearly wrong, especially if you're in the ego and pride and it's all about you and you think you need to be worshipped, I don't think so. I promise you. Society thinks the woman's the prize. I don't think so. How come women want to get married so bad? Every woman you talk to, they got two or three men that they're trying to date and fool. And the men see through it, and they just play along with them. But when they find out that they're really cheating, they just leave. And then so the woman has a string of relationships that makes her thinks like a harlot, cursing like a sailor, and drinking and whatever she's doing, vaping, all the stuff she's doing. And you're like, she's going to be by herself. She don't even know the path she's on. She don't even know the path that she's on. The path of destruction. And she thinks she's, because she's like all her girlfriends and the world and the TV and the music videos, she thinks that's normal and it's abnormal. No man's going to put up with a woman who wants to be the man. Period. I don't care who it is. They might have been fooled and got into it, but they ain't gonna stay. I was red pilled before even the internet was even existed, because I knew my Bible. I knew my Bible. See, here's what's happening. The ego, the pride, the queen bee syndrome. The parents enable them, and it's not just women, it's men out there too. But here's what happens. These people who have people around them that enable them, they enable them. Codependency enabling, right? It could be a daddy or a mama or a sister or a brother or something, and they don't even know they're sick. And so when they face off with spirit-filled people, and they say, I think you're a psychopath, something wrong. And call them out on their face, they can't even hear it. They have to project it onto other people. there's a demon, there's a blind spot in a lot of people. If an authority figure calls them out on something, they can't receive it. They have to project it onto somebody else or back onto the authority. They cannot receive it. They cannot receive it. Like, there's this guy going down the highway right now, as I'm watching. There's this guy. He's got a hand truck on his car. Now, he's driving. And instead of pulling over and fixing the way the hand truck is mounted, and he's driving, and he leans out of the car and reaches over to fix the hand truck on the highway. Instead of pulling over. You talk about crazy. Selfish people. They're not considering anything but their little pick, their little piece of the pie. They can't see the whole pie. They can only see their little piece of the pie. And so these people, they wouldn't know what team player, they wouldn't know what their role is, they wouldn't know what their, they don't know their duty, they don't know their role. It's all about me, 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 and it's so sick that other people can see it and know they're sick and know they need to die to self and get saved and get born again, but they can't see it. I mean, when the women are cursing like sailors, worse than the men, I mean, really, I'm seeing now a trend where the women are cursing worse than the men. What's that about? What is that about? They're not ladies. They're not ladies. They're not feminine. They're not ladies and they're not feminine. Get right. No wonder you're bitter, because you're trying to be something you're not. It's sick. Yeah, I saw it. I saw the game a long time ago. And I actually saw it when I was a child. I would sit there in the living room, and the aunts, all the women in the family. I'm gonna find me a rich man. I'm gonna find me a rich man. They were not saved. One of them got saved, and finally didn't care about a rich man. She just wanted a man who was saved. And so, because she made enough money, she just wanted a saved man. But before they got saved, I just want a man that pay my bills, take me out to eat, and buy me some gifts and all that. You think that's what life is? That ain't gonna last, people. Life is sacrifice. Life is sacrifice. It's a sacrificial redemptive system, people. Let me say it again. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Your car has to sacrifice its gasoline to go down the road. A husband and wife, both are going to have to sacrifice for their kids or for their home, for each other. You don't want to leave your mama and your daddy and your bloodline. See, here's the problem. There's a bloodline curse on people. And they when Jesus said, come and follow me, he said, leave your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your wife, even your own life. Now, he's not saying to go get a divorce necessarily, but he's saying give up your own life. Even your own life. Take up your cross and follow me. But usually when you take up your cross to follow Jesus, everybody cuts you off because you're not like them anymore. They're not there yet. When I see a woman cursing like a sailor or just cursing on a regular basis, I know that's an evil woman, period. You're calling me evil. Yeah, I'm calling you evil. Out of your mouth is nothing but curses. You're actually cursing yourself, and you're trying to curse people around you. That's an evil woman. When I see a woman drinking all the time, that's an evil woman. It's true for the men too. I know the psychopaths when I see them. It's all about they're looking for prey. I know the psychopaths when I see them. They're targeting prey. Everything's a they're actually in the win lose mindset. They're targeting people. Here's the way they think. It's a win lose instead of win win. It's a I'm gonna get mine before I'm gonna get them before they get me. I'm gonna get my stuff. I'm gonna fight and scramble and I'm gonna rise up above everybody. Seriously, the culture has created psychopaths. Narcissistic psychopaths, but I just call them selfish people. So as the self gets worse and worse, they become more psychopathic. And they have no guilt. There's no guilt conscience. They have no guilt of sin. See, Jesus came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They have no guilt of their sin. It's everybody else. And these people have rejected the gospel for so long that God sends them over to reprobate mind. And so when they have been rejecting the truth for so long, whether they're in a cult or an ism or just of the world, they usually end up in a cult. They usually create their own cult. But when they rejected the truth so long, they just get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. They can't help it. It's impossible for them to escape it because God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man or woman soweth, they will reap. If you're evil and everything out of your mouth is evil, you're going to reap evil.